honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea is off today. We're going to be talking about aeroponic growing, and this is something brand new to me, so I'm very excited to have Arthur Field. He is a Lean Certified Health Coach who speaks and consults about the importance of adding more plant-based nutrition to our diets. He also has his own aeroponic tower garden micro farm. Wow. All right, let's jump right in. Hi, Arthur.
Hi, Lisa.
Okay, so what is an aeroponic tower garden micro farm?
Well, it's a micro farm, which means it's done on a small scale right now. So I grow about 300 plants. And what aeroponics is, probably you and a lot of the listeners have heard of hydroponic growing, which is really soilless growing, where the plants are grown in water and a mineral solution. And it's typically done inside, and it's really similar to soil growing in the sense of the plants and the system is set up on a horizontal basis. What aeroponics does, it really is the next generation of hydroponics, and it was developed by NASA, and what it is, it actually takes into account vertical growing. So instead of growing your plants flat and horizontally, you can grow up on walls and towers and structures like that. So the water is really sprayed and pumped up. And the cool thing about aeroponics is it can be done indoors and outdoors, which mine is done. And from an efficiency standpoint, this is one of the things that attracted me to it. It uses 90% less water than soil and about 80% less space. So it's a very, very efficient way to grow your own vegetables.
Oh, it sounds like it. Now, what kind of crops can be grown using this type of system?
Well, pretty much anything can be grown that you would grow either in hydroponics or traditional soil gardening. There is a few restrictions. The obvious one that I get asked a lot is really root vegetables. So carrots, onions, beets, things like that that grow below soil or underground. Those are kind of off limits for this. But then there's a few other things, really tall, bushy plants or stalks like sunflowers or corn obviously don't work as well. So peas, beans, leafy greens tend to be best. Tomatoes do really, really well. So you've still got a huge variety you can grow with.
Oh, that's cool. Now, is it hard to set up? Or, you know, I'm looking at pictures right now, as a matter of fact. And if people
okay,
have the computer,
so
they can check it out.
Well, there's a
few things. But describe it for people who don't. Like, what does it look like?
Well, I'll describe the system that I use, and that's called the Tower Garden. And what it essentially is, it's a closed system. It has a drum on the bottom that holds about 20 gallons of water, and then it goes up in a white tower. And it's basically built like stacks of Lego, kind of like Lego for adults. And you can go various heights depending on how high you want to grow. And the way it works is there's a pump down in that tank, in that reservoir, and you put in the water, you put in the minerals, you hook up the pump to the tower, and you plant some seedlings. And most people start their seedlings from seed. And then once the seedlings are about an inch tall, 2 inches tall, you can transfer them into the garden. And basically, the timer runs the pump, and 24/7, they're watered and fed. And if you think about that as a plant, they're never starving for food. They're never starving for water, no matter what the conditions are outside, day or night. People love this because they can go away for weekends or a few days and not have to worry about watering their gardens and things. So it's a very simple system, and then you can grow anywhere from 20 to 28 plants, and then there's some commercial-sized ones that go up even taller to like 40 or 50 plants.
They look beautiful
and
very practical.
They are, yeah. They take about a half an hour to set up. You don't have to be an engineer to do this. There's lots of do-it-yourselfers out there that have created their own aeroponic systems, and some of them are just amazing when it comes to sort of the extravagant details. But that's probably not for most people, and I think that's where the Tower Garden comes in. And it's pretty neat because anybody in North America can get one, have it shipped to their house, and basically within an hour be set up and ready to grow.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I'm looking at this, the Tower Garden, the future of urban gardening. Let's talk about that aspect and the fact that it's, you know, very efficient in terms of space.
Yeah, sure. So this is one of the things that I try to do at my workshops, especially in Toronto, where you've got, you know, a million people that all have some form of gardening or they feel they can't garden. And the Tower Garden itself only takes up about 4.5 to 5 square feet. So whether you have a terrace, a balcony, a small spot on a roof, or just a really tiny backyard, as long as you have a power supply, you can put this basically in any corner of those areas and grow upright. So you can grow, you know, a tower that's 5 feet tall or 6 feet tall and basically supply your own, you know, in this case, I really suggest people do leafy greens. You know, grow your own salads and leafy greens. And it just, it's a great thing when it comes to freshness. And I think taking some of the pressure off of the food supply.
Oh, I completely agree. Now, I live in a climate that's, you know, it's really hot in the summer. It's snowing in the winter. What do you plan on sort of the same schedule that you would plant things in the ground or is it different?
Well, I'm in sort of the same climate as you, so what I do is I basically start my seedlings in late March, early April, and then I'm ready for whatever time the warm weather decides to hit. This year it was fairly late. A couple years ago we had a really warm spring, but, you know, that's the joy of gardening, no matter what you do or how you do it. But, you know, I basically get mine out in early May, regardless of the temperature. They're pretty safe. They're above the ground, so their frost is less of an issue, I find. And for the last 3 years that I've been doing this, I'm going right through to the Canadian Thanksgiving, so second week in October, and in some cases have gone right through to October. So I kind of feel like you can add between 6 and 8 weeks on to your season, a little bit at the beginning, a little bit at the end, safely, and in some cases, that means you're getting extra crops out of it, right?
Oh, you know, it's so funny, Arthur, because I really want to have a garden. I have a yard, but there's some weird thing in me that thinks, oh, it seems so complicated, it seems so hard, but I don't really think it's as hard as I think it is. And this Tower Garden sounds pretty simple if you just set it up correctly and do what you're supposed to do, correct?
Yeah, yeah, you really can't set it up incorrectly, and I've had the people like you that just have always wanted to do it or used to do gardening, but there's something in it, something in their life that says, you know, I can't do that right now. And it could be the commitment to the work, the mess if they're in a small place, the time. And I think this is where the Tower Garden really has a solution for any one of those factors, because there's no weeding. You don't have to bend down and do a lot of kneeling and work down at ground level. You can leave it. 20 gallons of water for 20 or 28 plants is a lot of water. So in some cases, that'll be, you know, 2 weeks, maybe even a bit more worth of water supply. So it's a very low maintenance, neat and tidy system for small spaces. And I think, you know, I live out in the country and I do this. A lot of people do that. But for people that are in cities and just have small spaces, I think it's a perfect, perfect solution for them.
Now, did you start with regular gardening?
Yes.
Like, did you have experience?
We do, and we still do some because we still try to grow of our own root vegetables and things like that where the Tower Garden can't support that type of growing. But, yeah, and we did, and it just really came down to some of the things I spoke to. It was a commitment of time. It was a commitment of the space. Probably for us, the biggest factor was the amount of weeding. And our soil garden was about 30 by 40 feet, and we were surrounded by farmland, and the amount of weeds or time that we would have to spend weeding was just phenomenal. So that was a huge savings for us from our time.
Well, I am definitely going to check this out. I'm very excited. You can learn more about Arthur Field at arthurfield.com. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Naturally Savvy and at Your Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.